The second part of the share we're going to discuss is the story of Kevar Rachel. Kevar Rachel is known to all of us today, right outside Beit Lechem. Doesn't look like it used to. Today it's a fortified building from what the small thing that looked like 150 years ago to what it changed today. But there are a couple complications learning the Psukim to see how does this tradition that we have, that Kevar Rachel, how does this tradition that we have with Kevar Rachel being in Beit Lechem, how does that fit with the Psukim? So let's see what it says in the Psukim, and we have over here the source page for the issues of Kevar Rachel. Vayisim and Beisel, Vayyad Kivas Arzavar Frasa, Vatelad Rachel, Vatikash Belevita. They went from Beisel, and there was Kivas Arz to go to Ephras, and Rachel gave birth, and then the story she died. Vatamas Rachel, Vatikaver, Vaderech Ephrasa, he based Lachem. And she was buried on Derech Ephrasa, he based Lachem. Seemingly, the Pasuk, very clear cut, that the burial of Rachel is in Beit Lechem. So let's go on to the map. Let's go onto the map, and we'll pinpoint exactly where the journey took place, and see how simple the issue is for finding the Kevar Rachel based on the Psukim. We go to the map over here. We have this is a satellite map of Eretz Yisrael. We have a few places marked over here, which are mentioned in this week's parsha. A little hard to see, but this over here is a stream known as the Yabok, Mava Yabok, and one of the first places when Yaakov Avinu comes from Haran, he comes Machanaim, and then he comes to Mava Yabok, and he's obviously going to cut across through the Yabok to get to the Jordan River. Over here, number two, is a site called Sukkos. In Sukkos, we have positive identification based on the Yerushalmi in Masechet Shavuos. It's over here that the big confrontation takes place with the X. This is where Yaakov meets his brother, Esav. Where did Esav come from? Esav came from Seir, so we could say that Esav came all the way up here and probably intercepted him in this direction. Esav comes from Seir, and here's where they meet. They make peace, and Yaakov from there goes to Sukkos, which is sitting right over here, mark number two. The red line over here going down is the Jordan River, the territory of God. Yaakov probably crosses over here and going up this Nachal over here, which is known today as Nachal Tirzah. And number four over here, which I'm pinpointing, is Shechem. It's the city of Shechem. This is the first city that he comes to in Eretz Canaan, just like his grandfather Avraham Avinu. Vayava Avram Baraz Abmakom Shechem. In other words, most probably Avraham Avinu, and also took this route coming up. And from here, from Shechem, they're going to start heading south. They're going to head south. So over here we have number four, Shechem. Interestingly, Vayava Yaakov Sholem ir Shechem. Now we know Rashi says Sholem, Sholem Begufo, Sholem Bevamono, Sholem Bisaroso. But the Rashbam says Sholem, Sholem is the name of a city, a small town outside Shechem. And indeed, just outside Shechem over here, there's an Arab village called Kfar Salim, which is also mentioned in the Gemara Avodah Zarah. And Kfar Salim can be preserving that ancient name of Shalem. So they come to Shechem. We know the whole story of what happens over here in Shechem. And from here, they start heading southward. Yaakov Avinu comes to Beit El. In Beit El, he spends a long time, Chazal say 6 months, thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem that he was saved from Laban and saved from Esau, and that was Yaakov Avinu's promise. It was promise on the way. His promise on the way to when he was running away. He promised, "Kol Hashatita Mi Aser Asrenu Lach." Whatever you give me, in other words, he'll pay back. So at Beit El, where Hashem demanded it, Anochi Akel Beis El, Hashem Ashachta Hashem Atzivah. Now, as Hashem demanded him paying, over here Chazal say that it's impossible to count the amount of Nesachim that Yaakov Avinu poured on the place in Beit El. Vayisum Beit El, Vayot Kivas El Sabah Efrasa, Vatelet Rachel Vatkash Melidita. So somewhere from Beit El, there's a Kivas El Sabah Efrasa. Efrasa over here is number 7, and Beit El is around number 5. So from here, somewhere along this road, is where it happens that Rachel passes away. What is critical over here for us to see? This red line over here, which is a boundary, which is going to be the boundary between the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin. In other words, this territory over here between 5 and 6 is the territory of Binyamin, and from 6 southward, all the way to the southern boundary, is the territory of Yehuda. And that's going to be a very crucial factor in understanding where this event happened. And she gave birth, and there she died. Seemingly, it's clear that it actually took place, the burial took place in Beit Lechem. But the pasuk says Kibas Eretz. And Kibas Eretz, that depends on how you interpret Kibas Eretz. Is Kibas Eretz a long distance, or is Kibas Eretz a short distance? If it's a long distance, then it happened far away. Now the pasuk says, indeed, "B'derech Efrasa." The pasuk says, "B'derech Efrasa he beis lachem." In source number two, like Rashi, "B'derech Efrasa he beis lachem." The word "derech" in all of Tanakh means the road leading to. The road leading to. In other words, it's a one. It's not via, but the road leading to. So saying "Midach Efrasi Beis Lechem" means on the road leading to Beit Lechem. Means on the road leading to Beit Lechem, but it doesn't mean that it actually happened by Beit Lechem. So sure, there is a mention of Beit Lechem here, which over here is number 7, but it doesn't say where it happened on this road leading to Beit Lechem. So the issue is Kibas Eretz. And Rashi already discusses it. It's Kibas Eretz, Loshen Kabir, Malach Rav. That's what the Ramban quotes from Rashi. Or it's a short distance. Now, what is the problem? The problem is that we have two other mentions of Kibas Rachel, and they don't seem to match what we know. If we go to at the source page 2.2, it talks about the incident takes place in Sefer Shmuel, and Shmuel is anointing Shaul as a king. And he tells him, "Belechtecha yom emei modi, umatzasa shnei anoshin, and forest Rachel, begvul Binyamin b'tzeltzach." When you go, you'll find two people at the burial site of Rachel, begvul Binyamin, on the boundary of Binyamin. So in other words, the boundary of Binyamin, the southern boundary of Binyamin over here is number 6. Which is farther north from Beit Lechem, distance from Beit Lechem, and he's telling him that they are Begvul Binyamin B'Tzeltzach. Tzeltzach Chazal HaDoresh is Yerushalayim. Chazal HaDoresh is Yerushalayim. So in other words, they're here at the boundary of in Yerushalayim, and this is Kibas Rachel. How does that fit with what we know that she's buried in Beit Lechem? And another source, which is a famous source in Yirmiyahu, it says, we read this on the second day, and after the second day of Rosh Hashanah, source 3.3, Kol Amar Hashem, Kol Beroma Nishma, Nehi B'chis Amorim, Racham Avakal Baneo, Me'ana Le'inecham Abanei Keinehem. A voice is heard in Ramah, and Rachel is crying that her sons have gone into Golos. So this pasuk says that Rachel is in Ramah. So where is Ramah? There are actually two places known as Ramah. One Ramah is in the territory of Binyamin, which means we'll probably put this at this X over here, is where the Ramah is in Binyamin. And there's another Ramah, which is mentioned in Shoftim, says Bein Beiseil Ben Ramah Behar Ephraim. So Har Ephraim is this section over here between 4 and 5. So in other words, Ramah would be farther north over here. It would be impossible to put it north of Beit El, as we know that the incident happened afterwards, but perhaps the Ramah over here is the place that she's buried. Another interesting pasuk in Ramah, another interesting pasuk in Rio, which you don't have, is printed on the sources of Perek Mem. It talks about Hadavar Shayali Miyahu, אחר שלח עושה מבוזד אמרה תבוך מן הרמה וכחתו עושה בזיקים בסוך הגולס יהודה. When Yirmiyahu, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and the Zadon, the Nebuchadnezzar's general, gathered all the prisoners, So it says he gathered them from a place called Ramah. So in other words, in Ramah is the place where he gathered the prisoners. So the pasuk that says Kol Barama Nishma, that Rachel is crying for her children, fits with the fact that Ramah is that place where later on Buzadon gathers gathers the prisoners of Yehuda and takes them into Golus. Okay, the Ramban says, very interesting Ramban, and you have that on the Ramban originally wants to say that it's really a long distance between, it's really a long distance between between Od Kiras Eretz is really a long distance, meaning it's long before Beit Lechem is where she passed away and she's buried. And then he says in the second section over here, 1.3 actually, in the third section, Zekosav Tzitchilo, that I wrote on my own, the way I understood the Pesuk. V'achshav Shezachi Sivas Ani Yerushalayim, now that I came to Yerushalayim, Ra'isi Be'enei She'en Nikvoras Rachel Beit Lechem Achil Amil. The Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael around the year 1265, 1267, and there are a couple of letters that he wrote. And we know he came to Yerushalayim, and from Yerushalayim he was planning on going to Hebron, where he said he wanted to be buried. And he obviously took the road from Yerushalayim to Hebron. And he says, now that I came and I saw that from Yerushalayim, from the Kever Rachel to Beit Lechem, ain't a filu mil. And therefore, Ukhasha Perish Hazeh, so Ramban says the idea that Kibbutz Eretz is a long distance has been disproven. Because now we know that it's not such a long distance, it's a very close area. So what does the Ramban do with the words Barama, called Barama Nishma? So the Ramban says, "How can any Omer Shakosim Sharma called Barama Melitza Kedach Moshel?" Rama doesn't mean the city of Rama, but Rama means in the heavens. There's a voice that can be heard in the outside. And interestingly, that's what the Targum also says. The Targum Yonasan says, "Called Barama Barum Alma." That's how the Targum explains the word Rama. So saying the word Rama is not, the word Rama should not be interpreted as a place called Rama, but rather in the heavens. The voice can be heard in the heavens. Interesting, then what did we do with the pasuk with Vul Binyamin Tzotzach? So for that we have the Medrash, Rabbah in this week's Parsha, source 2.3, where it says Rabbi Yonasan was sitting. Ato Mina, Amin came and asked him, "How could you say that she's buried? Will be Yom B'Tzach? Isn't she buried in Ephras in Beit Lechem?" So it gives two answers, but the second answer is that basically the pasuk is saying that now these people are in Kever Rachel. When you go south, in other words, Shaul at the time is in the area of Binyamin, and when you go south and you reach Tzach, which is Yerushalayim, they will have come from Kever Rachel and make it all the way up to Gvul Binyamin over here. By the way, we know that Rashi quotes and Rashi says that the reason why Rachel was buried, this is Rashi and Rashi, the reason why Rachel was buried in Beit Lechem was that when Bnei Yisrael went into Golus, they should stop by her kever and cry. Which is a little problematic, because again, Beit Lechem is over here, and the Jews are going into Golus to the north, which again, if they should cry, you know, Ramah is the place where they were gathered, that would make more sense than if they're over here in Beit Lechem. It's true, Rashi says so. If a person learns, though, the whole parak in Yirmiyahu, Abibshuta Shemikra, Man Ali Nachum Abanake Nenu, Abibshuta Shemikra, is not talking about Golos Yehuda. It's talking about the fact that the 10 Shvatim had already gone into Golos, and amongst the 10 Shvatim are Menashe and Ephraim, which are the children of Rachel, and the whole parak can mention Ephraim. The whole parak is referring to Ephraim. It's not referring to the Golos of Yehuda, but it's going to the Golos of Ephraim. I'm going to finish with one thing which has to do with Hanukkah. We go to the issue of Ramah, and we have the source over here that Vayomer Shmuel Vayikav Tzuko Yisrael Vayispidu Lo Vayikvuru Vayveisa Baramah. The Ramah in Har Ephraim is where Shmuel is buried. Now, if Shmuel is buried. So, the Ramah would be somewhere over here. But today, Kevin Shmuel HaNavi is sitting like right over here. Sitting right over here. Well, I'm smack in the territory of Binyamin. Now, how would he be buried in the territory of Binyamin when it says Vikru Vesa Baramah? So he's buried in most probably in the territory of Ephraim, which is farther north. How would he be buried over here? So that's a very interesting question. And the Tzvua Saaretz and others already deal with this issue. And what it seems is that the tradition for a holy site, even if we don't know, even doesn't seem to make sense to us, but it's probably something much deeper. And there's a town called Mitzpah. And Mitzpah, we mentioned, and Slichas Aneinu Kishem Shemizel Shmuel B'Mitzpah. In other words, the name Shmuel, this town over here, known as Neves Samuel today, near Ramot, is identified by many as the city of Mitzpah, not of Ramah. Because Ramah and Har Ephraim would be farther north. So this can be Mitzpah. And if Mitzpah, we know how did Shmuel's name get to there? Because that's where Shmuel was answered by his tefillah. We know that when the Maccabees, the Yehuda Maccabee, went to war against the Greeks, he gathered all of Klal to Mitzpah. And that's where he camped. And the book of the Maccabees says, why? Because that was a place of tefillah for Klal Yisrael. Because that's where Shmuel was victorious over the Plishtim. So in other words, the name Shmuel that got to this mountain, that got to this town over here, is not necessarily from the Kever of Shmuel, but rather from the Kedusha of Shmuel that Shmuel davened over. So that's a possibility. Again, we don't know for sure, but that's a possibility that that this doesn't seem to be an Ephraim. Ephraim starts over here, so the only logical thing that can tie into Shmuel is that this is the place where Shmuel davened, and that's why it gets, that's where eventually I got the name from Shmuel.